Hi, I'm Natalie Linney and I live in Manchester.
And we're currently sat in the Manchester International Festivals hub, I guess you'd call it. Albert Square, currently called Festival Square. And what a festival it's been so far, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, it's been fantastic. I really loved Fatherland the other night.
There's been some great nights, great days, plenty more still to come. Now, my role mainly here is to support a group of individuals called the Creative 50. There are 50 of them, and they're all creative and artistic and, in some cases, incredible makers. And that's why I wanted to speak to Natalie, because you've just done a response to a piece that is being shown at the Manchester International Festival. Can you tell me a little bit about the piece that's being shown and your response to it?
So I was working with a group of other people from Creative 50, responding to a piece by Phil Collins where he's bringing a statue of Friedrich Engels over to be homed at home in Manchester. We wanted to look at his common law wife, Mary Burns, who has not really been documented in history at all. So we started looking into her life and her effect on Engels and where she lived in Manchester and just, yeah, trying to find more information on Mary.
Even the fact that they may or may not have been married is contested, isn't it?
Yeah, so they were partners and seen as partners in common law due to the fact that they lived together for decades, but they were never officially married, no.
And she was just kind of erased from history, is that fair to say?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, from the articles I read, that Engels burnt all of his letters from her before he died. Who knows why he did that, but some people say it was just so she didn't get any credit for anything.
And it could have been quite sexy as well.
Yeah, possibly. That could be the other reason.
And you're a natural dyer by trade, yeah?
Yeah, so I dye and print with natural material, so anything from rust to flower petals to leaves, different minerals, and I like working with things that I find in the city rather than colors that you might have heard of, like indigo. That's the most complex natural dye and the favorite one that everyone uses, but I prefer to work with things that are actually from the place that I am. So I like to do work when I travel and go to different areas and collect things from those countries and make prints with those. And I think it's really interesting to see the colours and how they really represent the actual city or countryside or wherever you are at that time.
So you chose to respond by creating a dress. Can you tell me a little bit about the dress and kind of the source material for your project?
Yeah, so I started looking into different items of clothing that would have been around in the time that Mary was probably in her like 20s to 30s. And it was really difficult to source like an actual big dress from that time because they were the ones with the tight bodices and the really puffy like sticking out skirts. So I started looking at night dresses in the Victorian era and found that they were just largely like plain cotton, really simple shaped items. And I remembered that someone had given me one a while back, so I dug it out and had a look, and there was actually a letter M and B embroidered into the nightdress.
What? What is the chance of that?
So I thought it would be perfect for the project. So I started working with that. It was just a simple smock-shaped linen dress, and I really wanted to make it look like the Industrial Revolution, so really dirty and yeah, lots of rusty colours. So I went to Salford and gathered some items of rust and bits of Salford really and used them to colour and print on the fabric.
Now, it looks absolutely stunning. There's like an industrial landscape drawn. Is it drawn? How did you do that?
Well, I started by dyeing with the rust and also different bits of mud and dirt and other things that I collected to get the backdrop colour. And then I started to draw. I got some coal and drew some like marks of buildings around the bits that I dyed and printed with to give it more of like a landscape scene.
Yeah, amazing. And I will link to the image of the dress. Whereabouts is it actually being hosted? Will it be on your blog eventually?
Yes, it will be on my blog. So people can have a look at that. It's www.tallielindsay.com.
You have to spell that.
TalieLinseed.
Fantastic. So the dress is finished now?
Yeah, the dress is finished and it's going to be shown in an exhibition with all the other creatives at Elizabeth Gaskell House on the 12th, I think, next Tuesday or Wednesday. I have to check the dates for it because I'm away, unfortunately, but everybody else will be there.
Have you managed to find out a lot of stuff about Mary Burns? Do you feel closer to the person?
Yeah, definitely. I think we went off one person's, I think, thesis that they'd written about her. But I think we want to continue this on after Manchester International Festival and see if we can all look into her more and do a larger scale project in the future.
What are the other creatives doing? I was just thinking, oh, maybe there should be a statue of her next to Engels.
Yeah, so that was the initial thought. So we actually have me, Jasmine and Nicola collaborated on designing a statue, a really abstract form of Mary. There's also some sound from Chris and Manoli where they've used different bits of Nicola, I think, fabricating the metalwork to make a soundscape about Manchester at that time. And also Jamie is making a film and Kofi and Ella are doing poems. So there's lots going on, so you should check the exhibition out.
Sounds amazing. How have you found the whole process, the Creative 50 process, embedded within the Manchester International Festival?
I think it's been great. I've really enjoyed working with other people. That's been my favourite part. And also looking at different ways to showcase your artwork. I'm really not digital. Twitter's really difficult for me. So this has been, a very new learning curve. And I think I've got quite a lot out of it, to be honest. And especially for us all moving forward and working together in the future.
New friendships indeed. Natalie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. See you later. Ha ha.